Hi guys, I'm Jiaoyin Summers. Welcome back to Tiger Milk Podcast. I am back, and today is very special. We are actually in my backyard, and today we have a special guest. She is my alter ego. Her name is Jiaoyin Bummers. And you may wonder, Jiaoyin, why both of your both of you and your alter ego don't learn how to speak English? Well, we are lazy. And today I want to talk about something very important. Is that how to deal with haters? Either the haters online you don't know about, or the haters you actually know in person. What is the most graceful way to deal with it? Fortunately, I am so educated in Confucianism, and my grandpa taught me how to deal with little bitches without really even, you know, getting my hand dirty. Let's just meditate and defeat little bitches with our wisdom, okay? Let's take the high road. I'll teach you how to do it. First, let me get some tea. Look at this. This is my merch. Me no love you long time. You can order it at summerscomedy.com/shop. I'm a little sleepy. So this week has been one of the best week in my life. I'm working on my movie projects, TV show projects, my comedy special, my touring, and all the business endeavors as well. And I'm just really grateful for you guys, for all your support, and for believing in me. I know a lot of you guys have been following me at my like early day TikTok era, like when I was calling myself your funny mom, remember? And now we are here. We are here. And, you know, a lot of good things come with something that's negative. And I have a lot of hate comments online, which is cool. You know, I always say hashtag haters makes me famous. And I don't really get upset about people who talk shit about me online. It's very good for algorithm. You know, I really don't care. But the problem is that I start to notice, you know, a lot of people in comedy, I used to help, actually. I used to literally get out of my way to help. Especially the unfunny ones that they don't really deserve the stage time, and I still try to push and help them because I really want to help. If I have the resource, you know, if you are around me and you are not an asshole, I don't know they are assholes. I didn't know. I just want to help them, especially women, you know. That's what I do all the time. But the beauty of this is like, I heard, you know, people talk shit about me all the time, and I don't believe it until it got back to me over and over. And some people actually post the shit about me online, slandering me, who I haven't talked for 3 years. Like, I haven't even talked to those people. I help them and I moved on. But I feel like some people, you know, haters, they, when, you know, when people are also in comedy, like who is hating on me, they think there is only one spot for a, Asian female comic. No, there is a lot of spots. We are not the same. You know, we are all different. And I think it's very stupid for others to not support each other and to undermine. It's kind of sad. And I feel like the best way for us to deal with people who we know in person, who talk shit and slander, you know, you have to take the high road. And I use the Confucius technique is 化敌为友. 化敌为友 means transform your enemies into your friends. Okay, for example, let's say this woman, her name is Lucy. So Lucy hates you and Lucy keep talking shit about you. And Lucy is literally taking your friends out to lunch and dinner and talk shit to them about you, right? And what do you do is that you don't confront Lucy. You don't do shit. Everybody around Lucy, you just be nice to them and take care of them. And then they have a chance to get to know who you are. And you don't say any shit about Lucy. And the truth speak up, you know, because you are a good person and that's who you are. I feel like when you actually, you know, confront a hater, it's not good because that's what you want. That's what they want. They want you to go out there and be like, fuck you too. You are also a fat bitch. You know, you don't even speak English either. I don't do that. I'm wasting my energy. So I have this hater posting shit about me online who actually I helped a lot, who is a very unfunny comic, and I feel sad, you know, for sometimes people, you know, they do something for 15 years, they still are not making a living from doing it, because success is so many things that contribute to success. First of all, be a good person, right? Like, if you are an asshole, it's not gonna last. Secondly, be talented. Develop your talent. Like, do not get offended when people be like, oh, they don't laugh. They don't laugh because you're not funny, bitch. Do not blame the audience. Work on yourself. And a lot other things like opportunities. You have to be a good person to have the opportunity. You know, if you're an asshole, even though you're talented, you don't get it. So it's a lot of factors that contributing to success. And I train myself like an athlete, and I always think I should be improving. And I never compete with anybody because I compete with myself. And I have the most ambitious dreams. So I've never been enough for myself. So I keep working. So I just thought that I want to share with some Confucius quotes that help you get through the frustration when you have somebody you actually helped before and they turn against you because they are jealous of your success, because they are envious of your nice fucking tits. A lot of things, you know, I can't help. I mean, I covered this up today because I don't want to cause more hate. But look at those sad. Can you see in the side? Yeah, I have good tits. I can't help. You know, this is like a hardworking communist heavy titties. It's good. Today I'm just going to talk about Confucius and how I apply Confucius wisdom into my daily activities, and how when, you know, I hear people talk shit about me or treat me like garbage, and how do I fight back? A lot of times that fighting back is taking no action is the most aggressive way to fight back, because if you don't take any action, instead of wasting your energy to go low with those little low rent little bitches, you use your energy to build yourself better, you know, for your mental health, go to do yoga, take a walk, and work on your jokes, and work on a new sketch. Use your energy for this. Do not go down back to the person with 6,000 followers and go there and be like, I hate you too. You are disgusting. You lied to me. You took this and took that. No, I don't need to go there. I don't want to engage my millions of fans to go to bully this pathetic little person. No, they are posting disgusting, stupid shit. She's already them, you know. I'm not gonna, you know, forget about the pronoun community. They already are going through a hard time. So I want them to just be miserable in peace. So here we go. Let's see. One of the Confucius quotes I always use would be, Okay. So, you know, a lot of people, you can see they talk the talk, like they love bomb you. They just, oh my God, you're the best, blah, 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 blah. But watch out. So Confucius says, 巧言令色,先人矣. So people who are very good with talking, pretending to be kind and sweet and just like try to get to you fast, try to love bomb you, none of those people are actually kind. So watch out. They don't have good morals, right? 子曰,不患人之,不己知. So Confucius said that I'm not afraid of people don't understand me. I'm afraid of me not understanding people. And that's a good one, because you don't have to have them understand who you are. You don't have to just like be like, no, that's not me. I never did this. No, just leave them alone. You do not have to explain yourself to those people. But it's very important for you to know other people. So when you find out somebody is using you, somebody's bullying you, you just leave right away. You know, like, that's why knowing who they are is more important than them knowing who you are. Because who you are is who you are. And the actions speak louder than words. And you know who you are. And you live with it. And it's fine. Knowing who they are is more important, because you have to distance yourself from those little loser bitches. One of the best Confucius saying is that 君子周而不比,小人比而不周, which means that Confucius says that gentlemen, that's sexist, gentlewoman, gentle, they, them, he, she, they, them, all of it, right? Being a good person, you know, they always like to unite everybody, be nice to everybody, but they don't they don't leverage the power to undermine other people. So like the evil little bitches, they leverage the power to undermine others, but they don't have any skill to unite people for good. So I opened my comedy club to really empower the whole community in comedy, because the comedy industry is very tough. As a comedian, you know, you are shit before people pay you. So there's no stage time. There's no stage time. Like, you can't get on stage. And it's very abusive because you stand in line for 3 hours for 2 minutes open mic. And, you know, sometimes you don't even get up. Like, how can you be good if you don't get on stage? So I bought my club, and we have like 10 open mics a day. And on weekends, we showcase our funny comedians from the mic. And I have produced a lot of shows that highlights, you know, minority Asian Americans. Obviously, I'm a Chinese woman. And so I empower a lot of people. I give shows to producers. I teach comedians how to be a business person, how to, you know, sell your product, how to produce a show. When you have the power and the knowledge to be a producer, your future is in your own hand. You know how to beg people over and over for a spot. You can produce a show, rent a venue, you know, put comedians, make even Bright Link, and put flyers and make a good flyer, you know, on camera. But whatever it is you use, it's a whole business. How to market it, how to talk to comedians, how to pay them, how to do everything. So I like to empower comedians. When I see somebody who's an artist and has zero business brain, I want to teach them how to produce shows. I pay them for doing that. And I pay my host, open mic host, who can go on stage and work on jokes. And also I pay my open mic host who can actually go on stage and work on their jokes. They also get paid for doing that. So I do a lot to empower my community. And that's what Confucius said, is like, being a good person is that you unite your community to lift them up to the next level. It's a collective thing. It's a team, you know. But for bad people, they leverage the ugliness. Let's say jealousy. So they leverage, if there's like five people jealous of me, so they get together and hate on me. So that's the hate club. So the hate club is for the bitches who, hate club don't get you anywhere. Because people who hate, they stay low, they hate. And people who love and unite, they go up together, they thrive. So that's a very important Confucius saying that I really want you guys to enjoy, is that 子曰, 君子周而不比, 小人比而不周. So that is a very good one. Let me see. Yeah, this one is I really apply for my comedy. Is that 子曰学而不思则罔思而不学则殆. So Confucius said that if you just study but you don't go deep and think, you really don't know anything. But if you only think, you don't study and don't really do it, then you're also confused. So that's why I feel like a lot of people are like, oh my god, I write good jokes. You're not funny, because if you don't try them out on stage, it doesn't really work. So it's more like, you know, in comedy, you can write, but you have to get on stage to work out. But if you go on stage, you just talk shit and do crowd work all day, you don't have jokes. So it is important to write jokes. It's equally as important as going on stage and try out these jokes. So you can't just do one. Also, in Chinese culture, Confucius, we say like just be okay, just be honest. If you don't know something, don't know something. Don't pretend that you know everything. That is the most disgusting shit ever. Is that, you know? I have this one. Is 子曰，知之乎？知之为知之，不知为不知是知也。知之为知之，不知为不知是知也. Is that the attitude of a great life? Is that what you know is what you know. What you don't know is what you don't know. And that is wisdom. So the real wisdom is that to be okay with, like, hey, I don't know this. I don't understand it. Don't pretend you know everything. That is stupid insecurity. So remember, 知之为知之，不知为不知是知也. That is sexy, right? 子曰君子无所争，必也射乎？己让而生，下而饮，其争也君子. So for a gentleman, when we say gentleman, we refer a person with good moral. You know, a person with good moral, when they are facing problems, they do not compete. And if they have to, you have to strike like an arrow. So you show them with respect, and then you show them who's daddy and beat them up. And then you take a drink and you walk away like a badass motherfucker. So what is the Confucius thing? It's like, normally, you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. But if you fuck with me, I'm going to show you who's daddy. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And after I beat you off, I'm going to give you some alcohol and we can cheer on why you are a fucking loser and I walk away. That's pretty fucking gangster, huh? I love that one. 子曰，事君敬礼，人以献也。So Confucius said that I am a gentleman and I want to make sure as long as you are dealing with me, I will give you all the respect, all the help I can. And most people think I'm stupid because I do that, but they have no idea. So that's what I do. And like if you and I are in the same room together, I'll be nice to you. If you want to my wallet, I'll give it to you. I'm kidding. I'll give you $2. And if you want my Rolex, I'll tell you where to buy a fake one, right? Like I would always help you. But if you think I'm stupid, it's your fault. I'm just, that's how I do things, you know? Even though bitches like hate me, but I'm not going to change. What do you want? Come here. You know, I just feel like because people don't appreciate you, you know how to become go lower, you know, because you are kind. People think you are stupid. Let them think you are stupid. There is good people in your life always there for you. OK, this is a good one is that a person's behavior reflects what kind of person they are. So when you see people's behavior, help you read who they are. Confucius says, 人之过也，各于其等，观过，思之。人矣。Confucius said that people make mistakes. It's based on what they want. So you just look at somebody's mistake and you know what kind of person they are. One of the most famous Confucius things like 朝闻道，夕死可矣is that knowledge is so powerful and so important that if I get the knowledge and the wisdom in the morning, I would die in peace in the afternoon. So it's like, we love knowledge. Confucius loves knowledge. This Confucius thing is my favorite. It really helped me with self-reflection. And, you know, like, if you don't get a raise at job, like, your friends are doing better than you. And how to find the peace, you know, when you don't think you are doing very well in life. And how to reflect. Is that, 子曰，不患无位。患所以立，不患莫己知，求为可知也。So Confucius said that I'm not worried about not having a job, not having the job I want. I worry about I'm not good enough for that job. I'm not afraid of nobody knows who I am. I just want to know myself, and I don't care what other people think of me. So is that the thing is what he tried to say is like do not worry about not getting the job. Worry about if you are good enough. Because if you are good enough, you're going to get it. So don't worry about, oh, I'm not getting this. Just spend time to better yourself. This one is also a very important philosophy for life. 子曰，君子喻于义，小人喻于利。So Confucius said the gentleman, which is a good person, with moral, believe in yi. Yi means like moral. Be good, the way of living, be good to other people, you know. And 小人, I'm just going to say little bitches, you know, the bad people, they only want benefits. What drives a little person is benefits. What drives a gentleman is the greater goods to produce value. So that's a good one. 子曰，君子欲纳于言而敏于行。So Confucius said that a gentleman can speak slow, but take faster action. So, you know, in English we say actions speak louder than words, right? So if you feel lonely, don't worry about anything. Because Confucius said that 德不孤必有邻. So that means that if you have good moral and good manner, you'll never be lonely because there's a lot of people who get closer to you. So you can attract friends with your good moral. And you don't have to chase the cloud, okay? Be you. You be you. Also about do not say anything you regret. So Confucius said, 三思而后行. So Confucius always say, you want to speak something, you think it over and over and over for 3 times before you speak it, so you don't regret. Like, you know, you want to tell somebody, you're a fat bitch. Don't say it. Think about it. Then you go, you really enjoy cuisine, you know? Oh, he just farted. So this is about, we always say, is talent more important than hard work? Which one is more important? So Confucius answers you right here. 子曰,中人以上可以与上也,中人以下不可以与上也. So Confucius said, if your talent is above 50% mark, you can speak really deep knowledge with other people. If your talent is below 50%, shut the fuck up. So basically, if you're dumb, don't talk. So you don't have to be like a genius, brilliant in order to become successful, to learn knowledge. If you are like, a 5 out of 10, you can be taught. So that's nice. Good to know. There's some Confucius wisdom to help you to see the good in life. Not just like, look yourself in the mirror and like yourself, also other people. Because nobody's perfect. And if you only focus on their flaws, everybody's shitty. Everything's shitty. So focus on the good things. Confucius says, 三人行必有我师焉,择其善者而从之,其不善者而改之. That means that if I have 3 friends walking with me, grabbing food, and there's always 1 person can be my teacher. And I'm learning the good things from this person, so I can better myself. And I'm going to also see the bad things in them. And I can really reflect on if I have that kind of value that is bad. And if I have that kind of traits that's bad, that I can remove from it. So that's very important. So Confucius thinks that there's 4 very, very important values that people need to learn, is that 文行中性. Wen means knowledge. You have to have knowledge. You have to always learn to have knowledge. Reflect, you know, study history, study science, study all kinds of stuff. Have knowledge. And second one is 行, 德行. 德行 means good morals. You have to be a good person. If you are a bad person, you have knowledge, that is worse, because you're going to use your knowledge for worse, bad things. And then the third one is 忠诚, means you have to be loyalty. You have to have loyalty. A person with no loyalty is a loose cannon. The last one is 信誉. 信誉 is you have to be trustworthy, you know? So Confucius say kindness, but also enjoy life. Confucius said that 子钓而不刚,不涉素. So Confucius, when he's fishing, he didn't catch big fish. And when he shoot birds, he didn't kill the birds that's coming home. One of the good ones is why you have to expand your horizon and open your heart up. Don't be a little bitch. Is that Confucius says, 君子坦荡荡,小人长戚戚. Is that a gentleman, a good person, his heart is big and vast and open. And everything is beautiful and good. And a bad person, his heart is tiny and is always thinking about how to undermine other people. And that's why he's miserable and he's gonna die from cancer. Ain't no cancer. I really appreciate, you know, Confucius sayings. It really helped me to center myself, because a lot of times life can get really frustrated, you know. And I am grateful I can really fall back on Confucius saying, you know, he just really helped me to choose the higher road, because being a little bitch is just worse. You know, you worry about things all the time. You are afraid other people are going to do better than you. Like, if you are worrying about things that you can't control, it's just going to cause more misery, because you can't control how other people do with your life. The only thing you have control over is yourself, you know? And that's why when people hate on me, I don't engage, because I'm not going to bring my energy there. And that's just very important. Make sure that do not engage. Well, if it's like they are calling your names, make up a story slandering with your names, you know, go to your lawyer and take some legal actions. But it's just like a talk. Just don't engage, because people would know what kind of person you are. Because you should go to somebody's Instagram, you know, all they talk about is like, this person did this, this person did this, this person. Just chill the fuck out. You are a fucking loser. You know, just admit to your own fucking failure. Nobody is responsible to your failure. People just want to find excuse for their failure so they can feel better. No, you failed because you are lazy, you are a bad person, you are a bully, you are ugly, and you're lazy, and that's all. Ugly and lazy. Don't be ugly and lazy. I was an ugly girl, but I was not lazy. You know, you just have to work on yourself and never, never, ever let those little low vibration, little hate, you know, to distract you. Always focus on yourself. All right. This is the most exciting segment of this podcast, is that I ask my fans to ask me for advice, and I will give you advice applying some Confucius wisdom. I think Confucius says that nature heals people. So I think go to nature, you know, get lost in the trees, take a walk, you know. I would like to pick some flowers. I would say go to the nature. Nature really heals you. I think we do that is because, you know, we are insecure. I always do that too. I settle for less a lot with people who don't deserve me, and they get abusive because they know they don't deserve me, and they want me to feel bad about myself so I don't leave. So I think it's just I think it's caused by childhood trauma, is that you did not get loved properly when you were growing up, so you have low self-esteem and you settle for less. Tell white lies. Well, get an ugly one and spend a lot of money on her face. I love you. I love all men, poor or not poor. As long as you are not a Shanghainese man from Jing'an district, we're good. He's my ex-husband. You should get yourself a lawyer who knows how to fuck people. I'm sorry. So you're paying her and she's fucking somebody else. That's so... I hate that. Confucius said that if you pee on their face, you shall charge them for money. You should just come out from the closet and get yourself a man. I'm kidding. Maybe she enjoy it. Give her $5,000 for shopping and just be like, oh, can you also buy a shirbang and also pack me? Go to the 99 Ranch Mart. That's the Chinese market, and go to the chicken feed section. If you are ugly, make sure you get bands. But if you are hot, buy a little piece of band, you know, on Amazon. You can just clip it in and remove it. Loyal Asian woman sounds weird because if you are good, they will be loyal. But if you're not, they're going to fuck you up and take your money. I'm not organized. I don't have my shit together. I have a podcast that is erased by my editors by mistake. And now I don't have a podcast episode to release. So now I'm teaching you Confucius. So this is extra tip of my feet because Confucius said, always give free feet. How do you, I mean, Asian girls love white guys. You just stand there and fucking blind her eye with your whiteness. And she's going to be like, oh my God, the John Lennon. Because I don't give a fuck and haters makes me famous. If you don't like it, walk, baby, walk. Life is too short to suffer. You can't just try to conquer Chinese woman. Who are you, Japanese? All right, guys. I know you've been waiting for this. And this is my opinion about David Chang, the CEO of Momofuku, who is trying to make his chili crunch. Basically, a pattern. Like, nobody else can make that. And it's his thing. And he sent out the cease and desist letter to a lot of businesses who's selling the similar product. First of all, Lao Gamma, the Chinese chili crisp, it is the oldest, the inspiration for David Chang's spicy sauce. And we sell it everywhere. I mean, this is ridiculous. As a Korean, he copied the Chinese sauce and made his own brand, start selling it. Now he want to patent that and nobody else can sell that anymore. What the fuck? It's ridiculous. So you name the chili crunch instead of chili crisp? Okay, it's like me as a Chinese. I love kimchi so much. I just love the Korean kimchi. Guess what I did? I invented a different kind of kimchi. It's called the kimchi. And now I'm going to sue people who's selling kimchi by violating my brand. And I'm going to patent kimchi because I invented it. What the fuck? Shut the fuck up, celebrity chef. Jesus Christ, I'm so disgusted. I apologize. I'm sorry to the AAPI community. Well, if you are really sorry, donate money to the Stop Asian Hate Movement. And that's some real story I can hear. I want to hear the story drop like a Bitcoin. I want to hear it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I'm touring all over America. I'm coming to April 26th, Denver, April 28th, Brea, May 2nd. I am doing Netflix is a Joke Festival. And May 11th, I am in Dallas, Texas. And then I'm in New York City. May 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, I am in Florida, Naples. And I'm in D.C., Philadelphia. I'm coming all over America. Buy tickets at summerscomedy.com. Sorry, I have blue thing on my forehead because I'm sleepy. Something's happening. I don't know because my dog is taking a shit right now. Okay. Bye. I'm sleepy. I'm not trying to be Chinese. I'm just really sleepy. I love you guys so much. Happy Monday! Also, follow me on OnlyFans. I'm posting a lot of new comedy contents on OnlyFans. Go see me on OF. OnlyFans.com/JavinSummers. Bye-bye.